Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel, Shavuos 13a, pagination is 25. We've made mention of the Shita of Rebbe, which is that Yom HaKippurim is going to atone even if the person has not done tshuva. Hashem is so motivated, if you will, to atone that even a person without tshuva, Hashem clears the slate. Now, one would have to tune in to how that works and what the message of mitzvahs and averos and Yom Kippur and everything is, according to Shitas Rebbe. We do not paskin like Shitas Rebbe. We hold like the Rabbanon that tshuva is required in order that Yom Kippur will atone. Nevertheless, this Gemara is going to explore Shitas Rebbe. Starting from the bottom of the page, about 12 lines up, Yochol lo yehe Yom HaKippurim mechaper elo imkein hisanebo. One would think that Yom Kippur will only work if you fasted, vikaro mikra kodesh, and you declared it as a holy day, velo asa ba malacha, and you didn't do malacha on it. In other words, you observed Yom Kippur. In such a case, I understand that it's a day of atonement. But lo isanabo, if you didn't fast on it, v'lo karo mikra kodesh, and you didn't call it a holy day, v'asa ba malacha, and you did malacha on that day, minai, and how do I know, even so, it does do atonement? Talmud lomar, Yom Kippurim hu, it is a day of atonement, mikol makom, no matter what. How do you understand this statement that Yom Kippur is global? Amar Abaya, Abaya said, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Ha Rebbe, v'ha Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita of Rebbe. And we don't paskin like that. But that is indeed the Shita of Rebbe. Rava Amar Rava says, ha v'ha Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, umode Rebbe bekoreis diyoma. But we all understand that if the person was in violation of Yom Kippur itself, then the kares will apply and he's not going to get atonement. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't agree with me that even according to Rebbe, who holds that everything is atoned, the violations of Yom Kippur itself have to be exceptions, and on that there is no atonement, even according to Rebbe, because kares de Yom HaKippurim l'Rebbe lesle. Because if you don't agree with me that the kares of Yom Kippur is an exception, then there's no reason for the Torah to write that there's a punishment of kares on Yom Kippur, if the same Torah, according to Rebbe, is going to atone for it instantly. So if there's no case of kares on Yom Kippur, then the Torah wouldn't have written kares of Yom Kippur. Obviously, kares of Yom Kippur does apply, even though everything else is being atoned according to Rebbe, automatically, even without tshuva. But the kares of Yom Kippur is a violation that will stand. Asks the Gemara, that's an interesting logic that Rava posited before us. Rava is saying there is no case of kares of Yom Kippur if you don't agree with me that it's fundamentally an exception. Asks the Gemara, alama lo, why not? I can find you a case of kares on Yom Kippur. Mishkachas la kigon da'ovar bilelya, if a person was in violation, da'ovad bilelya, he did the violation at night, umis, and he died before the morning, de'lo asa yamama lichpure lei, and the morning never came to atone, because the pasuk that Rebbe is invoking is Yom Kippurim Hu. It's a day of atonement. So one can argue that only the daytime of Yom Kippur has this global atonement quality. But maybe a violation at night, you would have the kares of Yom Kippur, and you would not have the instant atonement. And if he's dead before that atonement begins, then he's left with his violation. He died with the violation of kares of Yom Kippur. Ella Ema. Okay, so what did Rava mean? Kares di mama l'Rebbe Lesley. There would be no kares for a violation done during the day, because the day, according to Rebbe, is Yom Kippurim, who is an instant day of atonement. And that means if a person does a violation during the day, it would have no relevance at all. Why would the Torah give a mitzvah that has absolutely no relevance? And we know that there's such a mitzvah because, as Rashi says on the second line, Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, during the daytime, there's also the violation of Yom Kippur, of Kares. And it doesn't make any sense if Rebbe holds instant atonement, then why would there be violation that has instant atonement? It has no applicability, says the Gemara. Even to that, alama lo, why not? I can find you a case. The person was eating something, violation of Yom Kippur, and he choked and died. So that there never was a time after his violation for Yom Kippur to atone. Yom Kippur has to atone while he's living after a violation is completed. So if he died from the eating, then we never have a moment for the atonement to occur. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Inami, or a second answer, da'acha samach l'shkia sachama. He's eating as the sun is setting. So he's eating as the day ends. There was no time of Yom Kippur to atone after he was finished his violation, because he just kept doing his violation until the day ended. And these would be cases that Yom Kippur violation would be relevant, even if indeed Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is so powerful to even atone for the Yom Kippur violations, there could still be cases of Yom Kippur violation that are not being atoned for. Again, when would Yom Kippur not atone? So according to the Rabbanan, that's easy if there's no tshuva. But according to Rebbe, where tshuva is not required, the person is eating on Yom Kippur, Rebbe holds this still atonement. So one answer from Ahmad Aleph was if the violation was done the night of Yom Kippur, and we understand Kivayom Hazeh that the atonement occurs by day, so that would be a case where Yom Kippur would not atone because he's dead by the time the daytime comes. Another possibility is he was eating during the daytime, chanke umis, and he choked from that eating and died right away, so there's no time after his violation while he's still living for the atonement to take place. And the third answer is samach l'shkia, that he's eating into the nighttime so that his violation, which started during Yom Kippur, never stopped while it's still Yom Kippur, to be able to obtain the atonement of Yom Kippur. Again, as I mentioned, we don't paskin like Rebbe. We don't hold that Yom Kippur intrinsically, without tshuva, has that power. It has to be with tshuva, there are mechanics to it. There is a quick observation that I would make regarding this chanke, the person who was choked. That comes up in practical halacha, that we have a halacha, Tafresh Zayin, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that a person should make sure to say vidui before the Suda HaMafsekes. And the words of the Rambam are chanke, we're worried that the person might choke. The words of the Gemara are Shema Titarev Daito, maybe he'll go crazy. Maybe he won't. He'll get drunk, I guess, from the meal. Achila shasiya is eating and drinking. Something will go wrong. He won't be able to say vidui. So if he said vidui beforehand on Erev Yom Kippur, before the meal, he'll be okay, because he already said vidui. So then Yom Kippur is able to atone. Now the question would be, if he chokes, if he's dead before Yom Kippur, how does Yom Kippur atone? But you will note that the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Beis, where he says this phraseology that the person might choke, does not write, as our Gemara says, Chanke Yomis, he choked and died. He only says the word Chanke, he choked. And perhaps it simply means that before they were able to dislodge the thing that he choked on, there was perhaps brain damage, Rachmana Litzlan, and he's not able to say Viduy anymore, but he's very much alive. And he makes it alive into Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur can atone for him because he's alive. It's only the case of Chanke Umis, like in our Gemara, that the Yom Kippur atonement can't work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.